This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
For you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
This is Cyber Station USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Jason Moran, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones, Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We are at the Newport Jazz Festival and we welcome back to the Jazz Room pianist Jason Moran. He talks with us about his CD, All Rise, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller, and the legacy of Fats Waller. We open the program with The Sheik of Araby, I Found a New Baby. Enjoy. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Jason Moran.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Jason. Good to see
Jason.
You again.
It's good to see you again. No, I'm going
to
sit right here next to you. That's what I'm going to do.
Great.
I'm going to sit right here and say hi.
Great.
That's the easiest thing to do. Now, it's so good to see you again,
yeah.
Doing your fat squalor thing.
Yeah.
And we are going to get a picture of fats. We'll have to when we're done. Because when we first met, you had just released that Fat Squalor album.
Yeah.
And now you've... When did the actual fats come into the show?
You know, at the very beginning. Because in the inception of the project, it was how do you represent someone who represents more than just his music? And so he represents his music in a lot of ways. He makes people dance, makes people feel good during the Great Depression. He's a phenomenal piano player. You know, he's a great storyteller. So he's a bigger guy than me. So how do I kind of get into any of that? But having a mask kind of then enables me to kind of like become another character. It's the easiest way to do it.
So. Yeah. Your group. Tell me about your group, your singers. They're awesome.
Right.
I can't say anything else but awesome.
The singer today was Lisa Harris. She's on the record with the other singer who was not here today. It's Michelle Ndege Ocello, and we kind of developed the music together. Yeah, so Lisa Harris is a friend from Houston, Texas, where we're both from.
Okay.
And also LaRon Thomas, who was playing trumpet and also sang. He's also from Houston. We all went to the same high school.
All right.
And so we kind of keep it a family affair with this band. Taris Mateen, my bassist for 19 years. Charles Haynes is the drummer. And Josh Roseman on trombone and Tia Fuller on alto saxophone. So we had a blast today.
Okay. Does Charles Haynes have a famous relative?
No. That's a different one.
That's a different one.
Graham Haynes has that same relative.
Who?
Graham Haynes.
Yeah, I knew there was a Haynes that was out there that was younger.
There's a royal Haynes
that
family.
That was a royal Haynes. Now, what drew you to Fats Waller? I know we talked a little bit about how big he is and everything, but what in his music speaks to you?
Well, Fats Waller, and I think for me, Fats Waller's music has always kind of been about, you know, the combination of like technique and honesty, you know? So, but somehow he kind of embeds all of his songs with both of these aspects. So there's parts of it that you just cannot approach technically. But also he makes you feel at home because he's going to tell you a story that's universal, whether it's about love and loss or redemption or, you know, somebody's feet too big coming in the club. You know what I mean? Or, you know, so he represents a lot. And that's why people still love his music. And as a piano student, my teacher, Jackie Bayard, also made me understand, without kind of like waving his finger in my face, but he made me understand that Fats Waller was a figure that I should pay attention to. And I mostly knew of Fats Waller for a few songs when I was in college. But I also knew that Fats Waller was an inspiration for a lot of people. And that there was something later that I would have to kind of dig into. And luckily, I got this commission to make this piece for Harlem Stage in New York. And that's where it all started.
Oh, so that's how it started for Harlem Stage in New York.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me, how was it used with Harlem Stage? Was it used with Harlem Stage?
Yeah, well, they're a venue two blocks from my house, and we have a close relationship. And they were developing a series of performances that had pianists investigate older Harlem pianists. So Randy Weston was a part of it. Andrew Hill was a part of it before he passed away. And when they asked me to look at the music of Fats Waller, I thought, oh, why not make it something that people can dance to it, you know? Different than how Fats Waller played it, but how can it be a party, you know?
Well, Fats Waller was a party.
Yeah.
Of his time, he was a party.
Right.
And I have memories. I grew up in Harlem, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dear friend that used to sing to me all the time, "Your feet's too big."
Right. Right. Your feet's too big. Yeah.
I know. And
So he represents, that neighborhood, you know? When he died, they cremated him and spread his ashes across Harlem from a helicopter.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we live uptown and we breathe him in every day.
How did you come to start playing jazz to start with?
at age six, I started playing piano, but mostly like Suzuki piano. My parents kind of forced me to play. And I was decent at it, I would say that. I wasn't great, but by the time I got to 13, I walked into my parents' room and they were listening to Thelonious Monk play Round Midnight. And that was kind of it. I wanted to be him, period. I just wanted to be like him. And he started me on this road. I mean, even hearing him play the song Lulu's Back in Town, that was my first introduction to Fats Waller, was hearing Monk play a Fats Waller tune.
Interesting.
So, you know, so for me, everything kind of comes from my relationship to Thelonious Monk. And ever since then, I've just been bit by the bug. And
if you're curious about the mask we were discussing, log on to the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. There you can see a photo of Jason in his Fats Waller mask. Let's listen now to Lulu's Back in Town from All Rise the Joyful LG for Fats Waller and a cut from his CD 10 titled Thelonious. the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our conversation with pianist Jason Moran at the Newport Jazz Festival. Now, you have been with the Kennedy Center since I met. You had just started, hadn't you?
Right.
How have you found that in working it in with all your schedule?
Well, you know, the Kennedy Center is the nation's performing arts institution, and Dr. Billy Taylor developed the program to such a great space, meaning he invites great artists in, lets them be free to make the music or the kinds of projects. So I thought, oh, well, it's easy to just continue that, to leave the door open for artists to come in and present projects. And I think I just didn't understand how big a job it would be. And so I've had to kind of continue to grow into the role of kind of an ad hoc diplomat for the music, you know, because I care about it, and I care about who comes to listen to it, and I care about the musicians who perform it, and I care about us as an institution and how we present it. But also we have to be very cognizant that the music continues to change. It's not anything that's stuck in a box. It continues to move. And so we want to represent everybody who's pushing it and everybody who's keeping it set too, you know, the older artists who have kind of made the language that we all use.
One of our interview with pianist Jason Moran at the Newport Jazz Festival. You're listening now to Ain't Misbehaving, and following to the end of the show, Handful of Keys and Yacht Club Swing. Learn more about Jason at jasonmoran.com. All by myself, no one to walk with. I'm happy here all by myself.
I'm sorry.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Before us, the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts, Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technologies come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.